welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline, and apparently has a crush on Linda Carter.
Oh, hey, she was hot back then.
But she was. She's still very attractive, too.
Yeah, once in a while I see her on TV.
Yeah. Well, happy 4th of July to everyone. There's an American hero. Wonder Woman, yeah. And it's 4th of July, so happy 4th to our nation and to everyone. Don't forget to vote for our show and podcast, Allie. It's the 4th of the month, so the link's on the homepage.
You should have already voted.
You should have already voted, but in case you forgot, make sure you do that, please. Cemetery hunts, we've still got a few coming up, so if you're a new member, make sure you have to do 2 cemetery hunts with the team leaders. So they can track you for your training. So if you want to be considered for a private investigative team, you have to log in 2 cemetery hunts. We've got one coming up on July 11th with Dina in the Cedar Ridge Cemetery in Blairstown. And July 18th, July 25th, August 8th, August 22nd. So there's a couple, and we still got a couple more to fill in the blanks on. But all this information is on our homepage, so you can get all the dates, times, places. You can always email the team leader if you have any questions as to the location. You do have to be a member. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery hunt. You can't bring along a friend of yours if you're a member who's not a member and pay then and there, because it doesn't work that way. We have PayPal set up, so it's very simple. And even if you pay through PayPal the day of, I'm pretty good about checking email and letting team leaders know, hey, this person paid in case they show up and they don't have their card. You know, you give your name, they're going to know because they're going to have the email to say that, yeah, you paid even though you don't have the card. But you can't pay then and there. So the convene time, it's probably better to get there around 8:45 just to speed things up, to sign the waiver sheet and go over all the protocols for investigating. Make sure the newbies make themselves known to the team leader so they go off for training. And usually they reconvene around 10:15, and then they may do some smudging, which is a Native American tradition, to make sure you don't take anything home spiritually from the cemetery with you. And it's good. You know, this way you can get your training, and if you're someone who's already, you know, had all your training and you just want to go off on your own in the cemetery and do the investigating and then reconvene at the proper time, because they do a head count. We get all permission, too, to do these cemetery hunts. It's not like we're breaking any laws or anything. But that said, we have to stick to our end of the bargain with the person that we got permission from, is that we make sure we get everybody together. You know, there's no smoking, drinking, eating, or any kind on an investigation or cemetery hunt. And because you don't want to make any mess, you want to be quiet, you want to do a good job getting your EVPs and so forth, and being respectful of your fellow investigators who are trying to capture EVPs. And it really screws it up if, like, you're, like, sneezing every 5. If you're someone who has a lot of allergies, don't go, okay? Because you're going to ruin it for everybody if you're snot-nosing and sneezing all over the place and they can't get a decent EVP, or if you're hacking your fool head off. It's not good. It's just not cool. The other thing I have to warn people about, if you've been partying all damn day, don't go that night. Because even though you're like, oh, hell, I'm sober, I stopped drinking at 6 and it's 9, because you're still going to reek of it, first of all. You're not going to be too coherent. And alcohol is a depressant, so it's a very negative thing, which means anything that's negative of a spiritual nature is going to really find all those Swiss cheese holes in your aura and seek you out. And then it could just make a lot of nuisance for all concerned, so please don't do that. And the other thing to note, in terms of being considerate of your fellow investigators, don't wear a heavy amount of perfume, obnoxious smelling deodorants or Axe body wash or heavy fumigated colognes and things, because, you know, there are other investigators who could have severe allergies and you're going to make them sick and they can't do their work. Not only that, but if you're clogging up everybody's olfactory system with your noxious odor of perfume and cologne, hello, how are they going to know if there's a paranormal smell coming in? Because all they can smell is whatever you bathed in and threw all over yourself when you got out of the shower. So, not cool. Leave the fumy stuff for your dates, you know.
And not showering is not an option either.
Right. Just, you know, I never understood what's wrong with just a freaking bar of soap or, like, some Caress body wash. You know, get yourself clean and leave it at that. okay? Just so you don't set anything off and you don't clog up the ability of the investigators to detect some type of odor. Because sometimes you want to know, is it honeysuckle that's naturally growing and that's what you're smelling? Or is it the ghost of a female spirit who used to wear honeysuckle or gardenia perfume or roses or whatever, and you want to be able to detect all that, and you can't do it if you're already barraged with all these chemicals that people spray all over themselves. Exactly. And these are odors, too, that can tend to clog the olfactory system. Yeah. Okay. Want to do meeting announcements?
Sure.
Alrighty. Central Jersey, August 5th in the Hasbury from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley leads these wonderful monthly meetings in the Central Jersey Division. North Jersey is on July 21st. So that's coming up. 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center of Hackettstown, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This July meeting topic is UFOs and otherworldly beings. Team leader Dina Tirico will be on hand leading this discussion. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You don't have to be a member, but you can, you know, arrange for membership then and there. It's easier to do PayPal through the website because I'm beginning to think I should even stop the ability to take memberships at the meetings because it's getting to be so much burden on my team leaders because, that you know, especially Dina lives close, so she collects cash. It's not because we don't take checks, we don't take credit cards. You'd have to pay cash. Dina lives close, so for her to just keep it in an envelope and drop it off next time she sees me is no big deal. But I'm noticing it's putting an extreme burden on my team leader in the Central Jersey Division because he doesn't live close to me, which means he's got to go to the post office or a bank, turn in all the money, get a money order, mail it to me. And it's like, you know, that's a lot of time and aggravation for him to be spending. So I may end up just saying the hell with it.
Why doesn't he just deposit in his account and just write you a check?
Yeah, he could do that. I don't know why we haven't thought of that, but...
Or give him deposit slips for your bank.
We don't have one anymore. Oh. That's why we stopped taking credit cards. It was killing us. It was just so expensive. The checks were bouncing. People were writing us checks, bouncing them, and it was draining our account. All the fees were mounting. I had to pay a monthly maintenance fee to have that account, whether we used it or not.
But where do you deposit checks in your account, then?
Right, in my personal.
Right, so give him a couple of deposit slips for your personal.
And that's not going to help him. He's not going to be anywhere near my credit union.
Oh, it's a credit union. Oh, yeah. Then no.
So, no. So, yeah, but I don't know. We'll see, because it seems to be quite a burden on him to make him go through all
like
that.
Like I said, just deposit in his account, just write you one check.
Well, yeah, we'll see. In any event, for now, that's the deal. But you should check out the meetings, because like I said, they're free and open to the public to attend. And if you have any questionable photographs or things like that, you can bring it, because every meeting has a share and scare segment, so the team leaders will be happy to review your photos, your audio recordings, see if you've captured any paranormal activity. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. And the details, if you missed them, they're always on the homepage of njghs.net. And we'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting. Before the end of our lives.
We're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because if you lose it, then we lose the earth. in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
Hi, this is Rosemary Ellen Darley, author of the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and many other paranormal books. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Do you have a paranormal story or experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each ParaShare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares, let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Pretty cool?
Hmm.
Now, I'm glad you're seated, because we do have a parashare this week.
Wow.
Woo! Hi, Laura and Brian. My friend Nancy and I attended the Rose Hill Cemetery hunt on June 6th. And we have a few pictures we would like your opinions on. First, I should tell you we have always been drawn to Rose Hill. We used to walk around the corner and would go there often on lunch and at nighttime to take pictures or just stop by during lunch. I know, weird, huh? One day, about 3 years ago, at around 12:30, it was lunchtime, we went through as we reached... I guess they went there, and as we reached the far left side of the cemetery, you went around a curve, and to the right, you would look up on the cliff and see a large tombstones on top. As I was slowly going by, Nancy said, "Wait, stop, and back up a little." I did, and I could not believe what I saw. She said, "Tell me what you see." I calmly said, surprising to me, I thought I would be scared, but I calmly said, "I see a young girl in a white dress, blonde hair, whole body glowing, translucent-like, and white, but you can still see that she's a blonde. She was looking down, reading the headstone, and she appeared to be very sad, and she was approximately 10 to 12 years old." Now, they claim they sent me picture 7 that I could see her gravestone, 12 years old, Zimmerman, which was really strange because that's where they also got an orb moving there. But in any event, Nancy agreed that she saw the same thing. The leaves on the trees were gone, otherwise we probably would not have seen it. We wanted to see better, so we decided to drive around the curve and go over there. Big mistake. When we got there, she was gone. We did not have our camera at the time, but we should have thought to be quicker and to use our cell phones, our camera phones, although I'm not sure how it would have come out being real close with the camera phone. Yeah, because you have to get really close with those. It's an opportunity I've always regretted, not taking that picture. So the picture with the weird bird or bug lit up in white is where we had seen her. It's the second to the last picture. We don't know what this was, and we both assure you that this bug or bird in white was definitely not there when we took the picture. If it came up close to my camera, I would have noticed it. And then pictures 1 and 3 appeared on the camera with a weird etch-a-sketch pattern on both. The pictures by the Cottrell Mausoleum, we both have always felt an evil, sick feeling when we go over there. I had no idea what was coming out on the camera when she was taking my picture. Picture number 6 by the mausoleum almost looks like a silhouette of a dog by my feet, and when you look with a magnifying glass, you can see a smaller dog's head in the picture. What is weird is that I'm engulfed in orange vapor, and it's also behind me as well as around and in front of me. The other mausoleum picture right next to the Cotrell, mausoleum, there's a strange orb moving around my stomach and head's lit up. You know, she's describing all the pictures she sent as attachments to this parashare, and I can tell you I went through them all and it wasn't paranormal. Okay? All those weird streaks and glows, it was because whatever camera they're using had a weird set. Yeah, there's a setting on these newer cameras that allow for you to, like, take pictures of fireworks, like, to be in at night to take pictures of, like, a cityscape. You know, when you see you're standing on a bridge and you see a beautiful, like, lit-up cityscape at night. The trick with those is you have to use a tripod for your camera if you're going to use that setting, because if you move it 1 millimeter and while you shake one little bit, every light that you're taking a picture of streaks like you would not believe. And it can look really cool, you know. It can be a neat effect, but...
Well, we went up to Portsmouth, the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Not the guy who gave us the tour, the guy who's with him was doing that with his camera.
Oh, really?
Taking pictures of the lighthouse itself.
Right.
You know, he had it on there, and he was letting it overexpose just a little bit more than normal.
Right. But he had it on a tripod,
yep.
Right? Yeah. Because he knew. You can't shake it at all. It's not the setting that you can use. And I guess sometimes people maybe confuse it for either night shot or something, thinking, oh, I'm going to be taking a picture in zero light, like, on your camcorder. But no, it's a certain setting to do those kinds of pictures. And I discovered that because when I got my new camera, I didn't know. I thought, oh, maybe this will be like night shot. And I was getting all these weird straight, and I'm like, oh. So as soon as I saw her pictures and the glow was just, there was also she was holding up some type, one of her devices might have been her recorder to do EVP. And when her friend took a picture of it, there was a light that banked, that refracted off the recorder that she's holding in her hand, which then not only did you get this explosion of this orange color, but then you got the streak of light because that setting was on. So... You know, and yeah, there was the quintessential orb in the one picture, which, you know, could be dust, pollen, God knows what, you know. You never know, unless you... The only way I would write off an orb to being authentic as some type of paranormal activity is if you have a concurrent reading from another device. If your EMF spikes and you get the picture of the orb, if you get it caught on video flying by, plus a temperature drop, and, you know, if there's all these different things, then I would say, hey, that's a real deal orb. But 9 times out of 10, they're dust, they're pollen.
999,999 out of a million.
According to Patrick Burns, yes. And he knows, he's been doing this, you know. So anyway, but the pictures were cool nonetheless, and I thank you so much, Gail Caldwell, who is a CPI of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, a certified paranormal investigator, and her buddy Nancy Rodman, certified paranormal investigator. So anyway, I just want to let you know I did review the pictures. I wrote back to her when I explained what can happen with the camera if you have that certain setting or you're taking pictures and it gets a lot of light refraction and the flash is set off in a certain way, you'll get those. And she wrote back saying, oh, okay, that makes sense, you know, so... She's cool with it, and that's good. This is how we all learn. Mm-hmm. So now she knows. Next time she goes out, don't keep anything, you know, if you're going to be having a picture taken of you, don't have your reflective services, you know, or your equipment up so the flash hits it and banks off of it. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and thanks again for that parashare.
Hi, this is Jeff Philander of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for?
Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. I got to remind everyone that this conference is coming up soon. It's next month, August 14th to 15th in Dayton, Ohio, the Ohio Paranormal Convention.
I won't be there.
Neither will I. I'll be there in spirit. I'll send them some happy joy. Happy, happy joy, joy energy, but that's about it. But, you know, if you can get out to Dayton, Ohio, where it's taking place, I advise you do, because John Kachuba is going to be there, Stephen LaChance, Keith Age, a whole bunch of other paranormal enthusiasts and authors and bigwigs in the leagues there, so it should be fun. It's just it's all the way out in Dayton, Ohio, and it's too far for me. And
I'd rather go to that one than the northeastern one. So.
What's the northeastern one? Oh, the New England one,
yeah.
You mean? Yeah. Yeah, well, if you go to ohioparacon.com, that's the website, you can get all the information. They have the Holiday Inn in Dayton North, has a good room deal if you want a $79 standard room per night or $109 for a suite. And Brian Klein is the co-founder of Southern Ohio Paranormal Research, and you can talk to him through his website, southernohioparanormal.org, and he's... I guess their group is in charge of this conference, so it sounds pretty good. And if you haven't done it yet, I advise that you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. I have to commend, I've seen quite a few new people. I get the little alerts. It says new NJGHS mm-hmm. Yahoo group member. So we've gotten quite a few in the past couple of days, so I'm impressed. But so do that, because the link's on the homepage of NJGHS.net.
You should send a little blast out saying welcome to all the new Yahoo group members.
I could.
But you won't.
And, well, it depends if I remember, because by the time we're done doing the show, yeah, it could
like
be long
said,
gone.
You won't.
Yeah, I won't. Anyway, so if you sign up for the Yahoo group, that way you get the latest, greatest information blasted into your email inbox about cemetery hunts, meetings, and other news that have to do with the NJGHS. So it's a pretty handy-dandy little tool. And don't forget to become a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Cool, huh?
Very.
All right, I think we're done.
Yay.
We're out of here. Everybody, enjoy. Have a great 4th. Be safe. Have fun. Right?
Let's get the hell out of here.
And we're done. Thank you, Brian Sant, NJGHS Tech Guru and producer of The Dead
Hail Life. To the King, baby.
And our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian Polly. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading our shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.